Rushing quietly into the Sonoma County Library, a mother heaves a bag filled with children's books onto the returns desk. She may not know it, but she won't be penalized if the books are overdue. The library has decided that fines are a financial burden and prevent patrons from borrowing more materials.
It's very much a social equity issue.
That's Ann Hammond, Sonoma County Library Director.
In our research, we found that about 30% of our library patrons, or approximately 42,000 people in this county, were blocked from using their library. And that's because they had a minimum of $10 of overdue fines. $10, if it's 25 cents per day per item, and you've got, you know, several children who check out two dozen books each, you could rack up $10 in fines in no time at all.
The Sonoma County Library follows in the steps of a number of libraries across the country, particularly in California, by eliminating all library fines. The only fee library goers are charged from now on is for the replacement of an item that's lost or damaged. If a lost book isn't returned within 62 days of its due date, the library patron will be charged for the cost of the book. But for those who end up finding that lost book under a couch cushion or car seat, the late fee will be removed. Library goer Sarah Hazen says she likes this new policy.
Oh, I think it's going to bring in more customers. There's always, of course, the worry that people will not bring books back. But it's a kind of generous, open-hearted way of operating, so I like it.
The revenue accrued by the library from fines was $200,000 per year. But this is only about 1% of the library's total operating revenue, which Ann Hammond says isn't anything they can't absorb. In fact, she says it was costing the library more in staff time to process the fines than they were getting back in revenue. With this new policy...
Well, it gives them more time to spend in positive interactions with our patrons. It removes that stress of having those difficult conversations. And I think it makes for a much happier environment for the staff and for the patrons.
Oh, I think it's a disaster.
That's library goer George Shalimoff.
I can't find circulating books sometimes. I can only find the reference books. And if I do find them circulating, they're usually out. But the library should be the greatest function of any city and town.
Ann Hammond responds to this concern that without fines, people won't return their books.
The research has shown that charging library fines does not really encourage people to bring items back on time. If they're going to bring it back on time, they're going to bring it back on time. What it really does effectively is punish people for the simple mistake of not returning an item on time. And that punishment is unfairly distributed.
Children misplace books. Parents don't have time in their busy workday to return a book by its due date. People are traveling or have economic or personal issues that prevent them from paying library fines. So far, says Hammond, the response to the new policy has been overwhelmingly positive. I'm Isabella Bloom for KRCB's North Bay Report.